This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The give and take of the 2013 Farm Bill continues in Congress. The good news is that many of the grazing and habitat improvement programs, most administered by the Natural Resources Conservation Service, already have been funded through 2013. We hear a lot about the lesser prairie chicken these days, and the NRCS initiative to help the chicken is one of the programs funded through this year.
When NRCS first rolled this initiative out, they had three primary goals.
That's John Unger, coordinator of the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative. The first of the goals is to convert expired CRP land into working land.
To transform idle lands into working lands as they came out of CRP without being converted back to cropland. The other thing is proper grazing and making sure that we're protecting our range lands. The third thing is invasive species. In Kansas, the eastern red cedar. In Texas and New Mexico, mesquite.
Since it had not been grazed in years, land coming out of CRP typically needs perimeter fencing and a means of watering livestock for the land to be grazable. The NRCS Environmental Quality Incentives Program, you hear it called EQIP, provides cost share funds for landowners to do those fencing and watering projects and delivers technical advice on best practices for grazing. Barth Crouch tracks legislative policy for Playa Lakes Joint Venture.
So the Environmental Quality Incentives Program was already funded through this year, and in fact, it has increased in funding because landowners are interested in signing up. There's more demand than there is money, and it's very, very effective in getting the kind of conservation on the ground, especially in ranching country, that we want to help both the birds and keep the folks economically viable that are farming and ranching.
Besides cost share money for watering or fencing, according to John Unger, the rancher receives technical assistance on how to best manage grazing to care for the grass, put weight on the animals, and maintain the kind of grass cover needed by lesser prairie chickens for nesting and brooding.
We do have a number of partners that we're working with to get more boots on the ground and get more assistance out there to work with producers. These are the positions that are through agreements with our partners, such as Pheasants Forever, the Nature Conservancy, Kansas Forest Service, PLJV. They do some of the actual monitoring.
Greg Henderson is NRCS District Conservationist at Kinsley, Kansas. He says grazing management practices suggested by NRCS, typically rotational grazing, haven't been done much in his region.
So it is something new for them. They're 4-year contracts. They get 3 years of incentives to do the rotational grazing system. And the fourth year, they still need to do it, but there's no payment on that. The concept behind that is that they've done it for enough years that they can see the benefits of doing it. Hopefully then, once the contract's over, that they would continue rotational grazing.
So the NRCS Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative aims to encourage rangeland owners to improve cattle grazing practices, protect and improve the grassland, and, through the accomplishment of those goals, to enhance habitat needed by the lesser prairie chicken to thrive. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about the NRCS Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.